It's been a very good week for Spa, seeing three of its former Spa Sprint stars and one of its current Spa Sprint star program members named in Team GB for this summer's games. I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by one for the next generation, Yasmin Miller. Yasmin, how long have you been involved with the program, and how's it really affected your life and your training?
I've been with the program since January, and it has changed my training because they've been really supportive as well, Spa have, which has been a great part of this for this year. And they've always been there for like my biggest championships, asking how I've done and what I thought about my races. And it's made me like feel like I need to do better for the future. And it's encouraged me a lot more to try and improve in my performances. I love the support I've had from them this year, and I'm really thankful for this opportunity of being part of this program.
Because, of course, when you're an up-and-coming athlete, you just want to get out there, you want to do the best you can, train as hard as you can, but I suppose, you know, once an organisation comes in and really gives you backing, it's a different world to what you knew, you know, from the past.
Yes, definitely. Since I've been with this programme, the competitions have been a lot harder as well, and I've had to up my training, because last year I only used to train 2 or 3 times a week, and now it's 3 or 4 times a week, so it's more intense as well. But I like it this way because it means that it's helped me improve as well as a whole, and everything's just changed.
Yes, and I suppose it's an exciting time as well. I mean, I touched on it at the start, but, you know, to see people who, like, well, one of the current Spa Star members, Emily Diamond, named in Team GB in the relays. Two of last year's graduates in Danny Talbot and Andrew Pozzi, and, of course, Martin Rooney, who's a Spa Star from a couple of years ago, well-established athlete now in Team GB. So it actually shows you that the program does deliver results, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely. And it's great seeing all them people from this program going into the Olympics now, because it makes me feel like hopefully, no, without any injuries during these years till 2016, that I could hopefully be competing in the Olympics as well. And it helps motivate you more as well.
Obviously, that's the long-term aim for you, I'd imagine, to compete at, you know, 2016, maybe 2020 as well. But you know, I suppose at your stage, this stage of your career, you've got to really take it each year or each 6 months. You know, it's just very relatively short periods of time you get to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. Because the Olympics, I've never thought of it as a goal, really. But after competing in the Olympic trials, it was a brilliant experience. And seeing all these people from the Spa Sprints program competing in the Olympics now, I really, really would love to compete in the Olympics as well, but that's definitely a long-term goal.
What have you got coming up? Obviously, you know, we've got the Spa World Junior starting next week, which you're not in, but is there anything else that you're going to be competing in, and if so, what are your aims?
This year I haven't got anything else competing in now, because my season's over now, but I guess it's just next year that I'm looking at now.
Have you eyed up anything over the next year?
I think it's European Juniors next, so I suppose that's my next goal. It would have been nice to go to World Juniors this year, but obviously it didn't happen. But I'm a little bit disappointed, but you just have to move on, really, and aim for the next championship.